Hello and thank you for tuning in to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce podcast. I'm your host, Monique Davis-Dodson, and I have a special guest with me today. His name is Henry Sims, and I am at ProVision Academy. I wanted to bring Mr. Sims, or I call him Coach Sims, to the mic so that he can share. One of the things that he does is that he is an outreach coordinator here at ProVision, and he has such a heart and a passion for kids and developing our youth. I wanted him to just give some views about what we can do to also help our community and future generations as well. Thank you for joining me at the mic, Coach Sims.
Hello, Ms. David Dotson. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you sitting here at the mic with me. You're mm-hmm. like, when I called you, you're like,
yes, I'm very shy.
I'm very shy. Why are you doing this to me?
And but I'm excited to speak on behalf of the ProVision Academy and the things that we do here at the school. We're more than just a school here at the ProVision Academy. There's four different elements to our school. We have our character development program. We have our urban forum. We are in the process of having a housing project adjacent to our school and the school itself. So those four entities are the four aspects of the ProVision Academy.
Now tell me a little bit about us and how we have a connection. Is that I met you through John Lucas,
right,
who I do yoga for. Mm-hmm. With John, I've done yoga with his elite high school, college, as well as professional athletes with basketball. So I met you at the time mm-hmm. you were at St. Pius.
Right.
You were coaching at St. Pius, and you're like, hey, can you come over here and teach the guys, the boys mm-hmm. Basketball team yoga? And I'm like,
right,
sure. Tell me, how did you transition from St. Pius to ProVision and why?
St. Pius was one of the biggest our private schools here in Texas. Being here at ProVision is more of a mission, more of a calling, and it was just time for a transition. I had done my service at St. Pius. Moving here to ProVision is more of a mission, more of a walk that you must have to interact with the community here in Sunnyside.
So, and ProVision was founded by?
Former professional football player. He's originally from New Orleans. His name is Mr. Roynell Young. He's a visionary. He has a big, broad vision of what he would like for this community to be successful. You may not know this, but this area is one of the top 10 worst areas in Texas. We call it one of the best kept secrets in Sunnyside.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing a great job of creating an atmosphere, creating a community that would be beneficial for all those that are part of this community.
Well, I would agree with that. I mean, I've been over here and I've taught, the kids yoga here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you spoke about character development.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that I notice every time I come here. Everyone's so polite,
mm-hmm.
Very kind. The young men, they are very helpful. They all just run to help me with my yoga mats. And just, even when I walked in here today and I was looking for you, one of the young ladies, she remembered, are we doing yoga today?
Yeah.
And came up and hugged me and told me that she's actually doing some yoga at home that she practices.
Yeah.
And so that really made me happy. But as far as the character development, that's the most important thing that for all of us
mm-hmm.
to have a character that is one that people can witness that is of good, of
mm-hmm.
kindness, of discipline, of
right.
hard work. With the founder establishing that,
mm-hmm.
how many kids have been through the program that have been affected by that core principle in itself?
The program itself has been in existence since the early 90s. And the program started with the founder, Coach Young, taking a group of young men from the Southwest area and playing a basketball game with them and encouraging them to be better citizens. And it was based on a bet that he had with these kids. He bought them pizza. It was more of a way to kind of reel the young men in to learn more about the character development program that he would like to place in these kids. And it's more about teaching our young men that are heading down the wrong path, that may be in the juvenile system, the correctional facilities, group homes, lack of male leadership, lack of male role models, giving them an opportunity to have an outlet to to be better young men.
So, and that's how it was founded.
Yes.
Wow. And look at it now.
And look at it now. Now we have what we call our urban forum. And our urban forum is growing everything, every kind of lettuce, greens, tomatoes, herbs and spices that you may get from Carrabba's at your local restaurants.
So you're doing business with Carrabba's.
We're doing business
That's
with Whole
awesome.
Foods and
wow.
Restaurants in the Heights area. We have young men that work at these restaurants also.
Wow.
So it's not just us giving back to the community from a produce standpoint,
mm-hmm.
but having a healthy lifestyle is something that he would like to promote, and giving these young men an opportunity. We have what we call our job enterprise during the summertime for our young men. They have an opportunity to work local foods, the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
They have an opportunity to work there and it's a difference between a kid working at Taco Bell in the neighborhood and working at local foods
mm-hmm.
downtown or on the Kirby, off of Kirby.
I've been there. So now I know that I had a part of their salad.
Yes. And
was,
if you do,
came from here.
it's called the Provision Salad.
Okay.
It's called the Provision Salad.
Uh-huh.
So it's a good opportunity for our young men. We're about to start. We have what we call our manhood program, a character development program for our young men. This is our second year with our young ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Strong, Healthy, and Empowered is the acronym for our SHE program for our young ladies. Provision used to be an all-boys school. This is the fifth year, if I'm not mistaken, with young ladies.
Wow.
So we're growing. We're right now at 500 and almost 550 kids attending Provision from the 3rd through the 12th grade.
So how many have been successful as far as when they leave here? Because you're giving them entrepreneurial skills,
right.
You're giving them character development,
right.
You're giving them support and academics. How many, when they graduate, they go on to a four-year institution?
We've learned something. Each person describes success differently.
Yes.
And especially in this neighborhood. For a kid to be the first person in his family to get a high school diploma,
mm-hmm.
that may be success for them.
Yeah.
So success ranges in just on that individual and their situation.
Right.
We may have a kid coming from the juvenile facility on probation. Success for him may be to complete his probation, get a high school diploma, and move on to a trade.
Right.
So success is not always measured here
mm-hmm.
by going to college.
Going to college. But
you know
it could be in a trade because you're teaching
yes.
them how to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
As far as those who choose to go on to
mm-hmm.
A university or those who establish a trade, what's the success rate?
We our graduation rate is real high.
Mm-hmm.
We have 100% graduation rate.
Awesome.
So we do make sure we graduate. And the Provision is a place where we have kids that are looking for grade placement and credit recovery. So this is an outlet for those kids that may have kids of their own.
Yeah.
They may have jobs that they have to support their family. So this is an outlet for them to come in. So success is just measured on that person and that person's situation. We do have kids that are student athletes at four-year and junior colleges that are being really highly successful. We have maybe five kids that are professional athletes that are alumni of the Provision Academy. So it ranges. We have kids that have moved on to create their own business, own their own barbershops. Just different. It varies.
Mm-hmm.
Success varies. So success is always measured by your academic achievements moving forward towards college.
Right. It success seems to be based upon that character
yes.
that you are instilling
yes.
and what you're going to do with it and how you can make a difference in other people's lives.
Correct.
Which you have done that. I mean, you're here, and it appears to me that you have a heart for the youth and seeing them succeed.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
My biggest role model are my parents.
Mm-hmm.
My father, police officer, and my mom is an educator. So always being around other people's families and educating, my mom did tutorial programs. She was a teacher. Staying out of school, being the last person to leave school. My father, he ran a boxing program. So athletics, and either we were in church, in the gym, or at school.
So that became your development, right?
That's all I know.
So,
yes.
So that's all you know. But
yes.
with that foundation that your parents instilled in you
right.
has allowed you to be Yeah. You are in doing the same thing basically with the youth. So you are from Lake Charles, mm-hmm. Louisiana. Mm-hmm. You went to Southern University.
Yes.
On an academic scholarship.
Correct.
But I just found this out, audience, because he is shy, so I have to pull some things out of him. but you were on the United States Olympic
yes.
boxing team.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Like my father, he had a boxing program, and I'm from Louisiana. I was ranked number 5 in the nation, participated with some of the top boxers that are now. One of my best friends is Derek James. He's the current coach. He's the number 1 boxing coach. He coaches Errol Spencer. He's about to fight, and we're preparing. Him and I talk a lot just about not just boxing itself, but what boxing does to help these young men.
What does cope. Boxing, how does boxing help you cope?
Boxing is the second best, and you may challenge me on this. Boxing uses all of your motor skills and your muscular skills.
Okay.
After swimming, boxing is that second exercise that uses all your, and I know you're going to do your research on that and come
you
back.
You know I am, because yes. We do yoga.
Yes.
I believe you.
And one of the things, him and I was talking about this, and I was kind of talking to him about you, that stress reliever
yes.
from yoga.
Yeah.
Boxing is a high intensity,
mm-hmm.
and you get a lot of frustration out. Like a lot of these kids, that's one of the programs that we're going to institute in the spring here at ProVisions Boxing.
Oh, really?
Because just that discipline
mm-hmm.
that boxing and karate provides
yeah.
for a student, for a young man, especially in this community, would be beneficial, along
yeah.
with that meditation piece, which I look to you towards, that these kids often use.
Yeah.
We always on 10, we always at a high level, and for us to break it down
mm-hmm.
and relax, and breathing is so important.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to one of your things, and you was talking about how breathing is so important.
Yeah.
We take advantage of just breathing because it's natural for us.
Right.
But if we take time out to breathe and let our mind just take in some of that oxygen, we may approach things differently.
Oh, so you're listening to me when I'm teaching class.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Instead of doing the class, at least I'm like, okay, where's your mat? But at least you're listening.
Yes,
so I appreciate
yes.
it. But yeah, it's so true,
mm-hmm.
especially in the society that we live in
yes.
today where, you know, when we grew up, we could go outside and play
mm-hmm.
and come back
yeah.
when the lights came on,
right.
but we're playing kickball or whatever it is, you know,
right.
or some form of sports where we are releasing any kind of stress, and we didn't have the stress that the kids have now with technology and all of these different
yes,
things
yes,
that,
yes.
you know what I'm saying, that are really attacks against them, and they don't know how to channel that
and
frustration
it's not their
stress.
Fault.
No,
it's
not
fault.
All of
a lot of these
no.
kids are,
yeah.
are, you know, have adult issues.
Mm-hmm.
And they are in adult situations.
Big adults too soon,
yes,
huh?
Yes, yes, yes. We have kids here raising kids.
Yeah.
They're the king of the household,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be male or female,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be raising their grandmothers, you know, helping out at home. It's a lot. That these kids are dealing with that, you know, as you say, you and I didn't have to deal with.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, we didn't have to worry about providing that next meal.
Yeah.
For the family.
No, we didn't.
We
kind of had that whole community where everybody looked out for one another.
Right.
So if your parents were busy, you
mm-hmm.
know that
mm-hmm.
Mrs. or Mr. So-and-so
right.
next door had your back. You
right.
know what I'm saying? We had that village.
And one of the things you asked me about success in college, one of the biggest things we're working on now with our students is when you go to college, not taking out that loan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that financial literacy piece
oh
for
gosh,
our kids.
Yeah.
When you and I went to college, they had that Visa and that MasterCard person sitting at that table.
They sure did.
And did we take advantage?
And I got... and I will say they got me.
And now that student loan is still haunting you to this day.
Yeah, praise God.
Yes.
I was able to get rid of it. But I'm just saying, but you're right. But now it's worse.
But now it's worse. Not
yeah.
only that, kids are taking out Pell Grants now
mm-hmm.
to support their families back at home.
Mm-hmm.
So when I take that Pell Grant out, I want to take that loan out at school to support my family back
yeah.
at home.
Yeah.
I may not make it to that next semester.
And that is true. And so and when you say, you know, that you have to become, we agree,
mm-hmm.
an adult a lot sooner.
Right.
You can't even think about just going to class.
Right.
You're thinking about the family you left
yes.
and how difficult it is for them to survive. And
right.
here's someone giving you some money, giving you think,
right.
in parentheses, I'm
right.
doing my hands like that, not understanding what's going to happen once you graduate, but it's because you need it right then,
right,
and you find yourself getting in trouble. And that's for a lot of people across the board.
Literacy for our kids is something that's huge. These kids, a bank account, you know, with the new technology, everything is on the phone now. So how are we paying our bills? Do we know how to pay it online?
Right.
Those things, we're setting up a community. Like you're sitting in one of the community rooms that our community can be able to come in and get on the computer and learn how to do things online instead of having to go pay that electric bill at the electric plant. You can pay it using your phone. So we just try to, that's one of the things we're trying to do here at ProVision, is provide a community resource that is beneficial to everyone.
Okay, and I just love the way that you guys are showing these kids how to be resourceful and independent, which is awesome. But I do want to go back to you. How did you become a part of the United States Olympic boxing team? That's pretty. Did you tell the kids about that?
No, I don't.
And that's awful. You should share that with them.
It's a life story, and it had a lot to do. I think boxing gave me an opportunity to meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
In a lot of different areas.
Yeah.
So it was more of a vehicle. I think it was more of a vehicle that I used to get to where I'm at now. I look at some of my friends now, and they may be having a difficulty speaking due to the head trauma that boxing presents. It was a vehicle that has really blessed me to see different aspects of the world and meet different people and still be connected to it in a way.
So did you do it professionally?
No, I didn't. Went to Southern and had a good time at Southern. Had a good time at Southern.
We're laughing because he was like, had a good time at Southern with a smile. And I just kind of was like, okay, I gotcha.
So I didn't have an opportunity to do professional, but I still interact with a lot of professionals. Shane Mosley, Oscar De La Hoya, all those guys are
all
good friends of mine.
Right?
Yeah. And catching that new breed of young boxers that are coming in, it's exciting to see.
So you're still in tune with
all
of
that. Yes, I'm headed to the fight this weekend,
matter
of fact. Yeah.
Nice.
Excited about that.
Nice. So now tell me, you are a father to two daughters.
Two beautiful daughters.
Two,
yes, ma'am.
Two beautiful daughters. Mm-hmm. And tell me, what do you know now about yourself, you know, because we have time to reflect as we mature. What would you tell your daughters about life, where they are in their life now, that someone maybe not had told you?
My oldest daughter, she's in Phoenix, Arizona now. Her name is Ariana Royale Sims. She's into the eyelashes. What do y'all call it? She's into the eyelashes.
What is it? Lash bars?
Yeah, all that. She just did a mobile.
So she's an entrepreneur.
Okay. And we talk constantly about valuing yourself and knowing your worth. That's the biggest thing.
As far as a woman.
Yes. Yes.
And that's big coming from a father.
Yes. And I try to be not just a father, but the model of what a boyfriend should be.
You know, that's important.
Yeah. I can't go to Phoenix and see her riding around in a dirty car and you have a boyfriend. Unacceptable. Little things like that.
But let me tell you, those little things are important things, because it means that whoever is in her life, that significant other, is paying, you know,
attention
to her.
Aiden, you and I probably can talk about this, is an expectation that a young lady should have, and not settling for anything less than that expectation.
Because she's learned that from her father.
Correct.
And so you're saying that, you know, as a father.
Yes.
And as a man.
As a man.
Okay. You're teaching her that there are some things that men should do for women.
Yes.
Across the board.
Across the board.
And so now she knows that if my father is washing my car, or whoever he's with.
I make sure I wash it. I make sure I put the gas.
You do?
Yes.
So you old school.
Yes.
But that's great, because a lot of these girls don't know that, and they don't value their worth, and they're doing too many things too soon to try to get a guy's attention.
Right.
When it's acceptable, you know, for a man to want to be a man. And I think a lot of times, too, some girls think that, well, I don't need that. I can do this or what have you. And it's not, you know what I'm saying?
It's those non-negotiables that you ladies have. And putting those non-negotiables as priorities, that's going to help you beneficial in life. As you say, you know, being in line. What does being in line mean? Everybody's in alignment is different.
Yes.
Right? So making sure your alignment is first with God, with your family, and making sure your career follows behind it. You know, just those things is one of the things that we talk about. We talk constantly just about the future and where she's going, how she's going to get there.
I think that is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I think that's awesome. And if we do have some young ladies listening, a part of life is allowing a man to treat you as your worth, to allow a man to show you his worth as well, because a part of his worth is wanting to do something for someone he cares about. Just as a woman would, you know, say, hey, I'm gonna cook dinner for you, or I'm gonna do this for you. Right. It should be balanced.
But let me go on record, Miss Dotson. Yeah. I am not perfect. Okay, so any listeners you have, I am not perfect.
But you do that.
I made some mistakes.
Well, don't we all?
Yeah, but I just have to go on record and say
you
that.
You
want to
say.
Yes, I don't want to come off as I got this thing figured out.
So you got it all figured out and this is what you do or what have you.
No, I just, some things that, you know.
But I just asked you about as far as the advice that you would give your daughter, right? And you also said that you wanted to be that kind of role model
but
for
I had
her.
To put that disclaimer out there.
You had to
I don't know who's listening, so I had to make sure.
Oh, my Lord. Somebody's going to call. Someone's probably texting. Maybe they're calling you right now. You didn't do that.
Right. But it's the thing.
But you learned. Did you learn? But
I learned, and I also can acknowledge my faults.
But there you go.
Yes.
That's what maturity is all about. That's just what do we say? Live a little bit.
Live a little bit, learn a lot.
Okay. Yes. So you would give your daughter that advice, and you try to be that man.
Yes.
And of course, none of us are perfect.
Okay. I just had to get that out.
You had to get that out of there. Yes. So are you in relationship to show your daughter? She gets to be a witness to how you treat
a woman. She's seen me interact with women. And I still have good relations with their mothers.
That's great.
And I think that's the most important. Not only that, but I'm surrounded around my sister, who's my protector. She's my younger. And my mother, she's probably the shepherd of the family.
I want to touch on something because I think that was pretty powerful that you said. You have a good relationship with your daughters because you have the 26-year-old in Phoenix, then you have the younger one here in Houston. But you have a great relationship with both moms. Has it always been that way?
No.
How did you guys get to that? Because, you know, a part of the show is trying to help people who are going through certain situations cut to the chase of not getting along when you have these children involved.
It's getting to the point where you realize that the children are most important.
Amen.
And sometimes you have to humble yourself and leave your emotions out of it for the betterment of the kids.
Exactly.
So once I reached that point, which was a growing process, I'm still, that machoism still sticks out every now and then. But once you realize you have to put your own personal agendas to the side and deal what's best for the kid, that co-parenting thing works out for the best.
It works out for the best. I get along very well with my ex. And I was telling you off mic, you know, like we share holidays together with the kids and, you know, they are the priority. And we moved our differences aside to do what was best for the family because you're always going to be a family no matter what, right? You got to see graduations and you're going to go to weddings and births and, you know, all of these things. And it can't be where the kids are so uncomfortable because their parents don't get along and they love both parents, you know? And so I think that's important. So I do hope that if someone is going through that transition, that you make sure that you put your differences aside and do what's best for your children.
Right.
Well, I really appreciate you sitting at the mic. I know,
I'm
right?
I'm just warming up.
Okay, well, we're going to keep
good.
Going.
We're
going to keep going. He was so reluctant to, I cannot believe that you are asking me to do this. But I think that, you know, I do speak to a lot of women, and I like getting, you know, mm-hmm. opinions and words of wisdom okay. from both sides.
Well, I appreciate you, and you've always been that person that I can see from a distance, and like you said, the young ladies even here that you've interacted with, also the young men, wants to know when the yoga teacher's coming back. You've requested to come to visit Provision by the students
wow.
to do the yoga piece.
Oh.
And it's, I think it's more than just the yoga. The way you communicate with the kids during your yoga, doing your exercises, is something that they really value.
Well, I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I will come back anytime they want me to come back.
Okay, but we're not doing any more podcasts.
We're going to do another podcast to continue,
yes.
to be continued.
To be
no,
continued.
I'm just kidding. Thank you. I really
no
appreciate
problem.
It.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Coach Sims, for sitting at the mic with me. I know you were a little reluctant in the beginning because you are shy and you are that behind-the-scenes guy. But when it comes to your passion and speaking about the youth over at Provision Academy, you definitely light up, and we really appreciate your contribution as well as your staff for what you guys are doing over at Provision Academy with the youth, especially with the character development mission and goal that you have implemented in the academy with each individual there. That is just powerful in itself. Also, thank you for sharing those words of wisdom that you share with your daughter by telling her and encouraging her to set expectations on how to be treated by a man. It's nothing like a father-daughter relationship. So thank you for those words of wisdom. Relationships require two people working together. And when you set those expectations of respect and love and camaraderie and communication on both sides, and most importantly, being aligned with the partner, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to have great success. So I do thank you for sharing those words. In addition to having a positive relationship with your daughter's mothers, even though you are not together, because you're always going to share those kids, and it's nothing you can do about it. You're going to be together at graduations and weddings and the births of your grandchildren, and it's nothing like coming together. So I really do appreciate you saying that as a man and a father. Once again, I want to thank you guys, my life, love, marriage, divorce listeners, for tuning in every Tuesday and supporting the podcast. I hope that you have a wonderfully blessed week. I look forward to you joining me next Tuesday. Until the next podcast, God bless.